The Air Force is trying to change the way it buys information technology. After years of struggling to deliver the best products to its airmen and others on the front lines, the Air Force brass are starting to realize their IT procurement processes just ain't cutting it. Now they're looking for help outside government. We get more now from Federal News Radio Scott Massioni.
The defense procurement process takes a long time. And by a long time, I'm talking years. That can be very frustrating when you're using an IT system in the military. And these days, that's pretty much everyone. The problem is that IT changes too quickly for the procurement process. That leaves military employees with the equivalent of using bicycles when the rest of the world is using cars. And on top of that, when employees go home, they can use cars. But when they're at work, they have to go back to that old bicycle again. It's pretty infuriating, which is why the Air Force wants to change it. Their plan is to shift the way they buy IT. Here's Air Force Chief Information Officer Lieutenant General Bill Bender at an AFSEA event in Virginia to explain what he's been working on.
I'm working very hard to collaboratively and cross-functionally put in a procurement process that focuses specifically in IT and even more specifically related to cybersecurity while we get started and prove to ourselves that we can actually procure IT different. It's generally focused around this commercial off-the-shelf and as-a-service offerings that we don't dismiss as being important, but we also don't necessarily have the mechanisms and the wherewithal to expose ourselves to it as a matter of course. And so I'm trying to put in place, with in full partnership with acquisition, a different approach to IT procurement that actually looks at exposing ourselves and where it makes sense, handling IT different. When the new chief came in a couple of months ago, it's the very first thing that, that I told him when he asked for just a couple of, hey, what are you thinking in a strategic sense that I should be thinking to help you along? The very first thing is you have to treat IT different. It doesn't work in the current acquisition model.
In order to do that, the Air Force will need some help, and Bender is turning toward industry for it. The private sector has long been the envy of government in the way it uses IT. The Defense Department and the military services are already contracting out their cloud services because they can't keep up with technology. Instead of playing catch-up with cloud services, DoD takes advantage of industry's agility in buying and then pays them to use the servers. Bender wants someone from the outside to make the new IT procurement process a little bit more like private industry's process. Here's Bender again.
Yeah, I'm hiring a senior executive from outside of government, but who has a good understanding of what the challenges are inside of government, what the possibilities are outside of government, and putting together a collaborative team in full partnership with the acquisition community. So this is not an end-around effort, but a partnership with acquisition to kind of look at the problem differently, understanding that the environment changes so rapidly that you have to figure out how to procure IT in an agile fashion, similar to what has become commonplace in industry, not so much in government, primarily as a result of the acquisition process has not transformed itself in a way that actually is fast enough to do that. So we're getting after speed as an attribute, agility as an attribute, and working together collaboratively and cross-functionally when it makes sense. It's not for everything.
Bender says the Air Force is in the final throes of making a hire. After bringing someone on board, the Air Force will take about 6 months to get things in place. From there, it will run a 3-year pilot program. Government has tried to speed up its IT acquisitions in the past and has found success in some small areas. Senior military advisor for cyber, Major General Ed Wilson, says that's been the key to buying IT for government, keeping it compact, but also changing the contract types for larger systems. Here's Wilson.
My personal opinion, and I think we're beginning to see instances of it, if you can stay small in terms of fielding capability, we have plenty of authorities. It's when we begin to breach into the ACAT 1-2 categories that things slow down very quickly. So once we move into the 5,000 series in terms of procurement, development and procurement, is when we see a lot of help. Across the department is the best way to describe it. And so I know the General Bender and all of the CIOs across the department have been grappling with how to accelerate that decision cycle and then the ability to move to best of breed, if you will, solutions. And you heard him hint, hey, we may be doing some more sole source. activity. That cuts against the grain of the acquisition community where we've been at over the last decade or two now.
But the new IT procurement process surely can't rely on sole source contracts. And usually those contracts don't go over well in a competitive marketplace. Bender wants the leader of the IT process to be creative with the way IT is procured. But he also wants to work with other Defense Department organizations. Here's Bender on some possibilities for the new system.
So they'd be using all of the, you know, sort of, they'd be the connective tissue to some of the innovative stand-up, the DIUX, 18F, some of the, you know, agile contracting vehicles that are already in place. But the point would be end-to-end, every part of the process, not just small sets. So the example I would use is, If you're using an OTA and get a contract from the time that you have a good requirement onto the street and you have an actual contract, RFP and a contract within, say, 30, 60, 90 days, that's great, but it's only a piece of the problem. You still spent some number of many months or even years developing the requirement, or you may not have an ability to onboard the requirement. You also may not even be aware of a new technology that actually addresses your problem. So it's really an end-to-end look.
IT procurement isn't the only changes Air Force is doing in the cyber realm. Airmen can expect more cybersecurity training coming in January. Despite the Air Force's recent purge of required training, the service is putting a priority on cybersecurity education. In Washington, Scott Massioni, FederalNewsRadio.com and 1500 AM.